This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Here's your closing bell brief for Wednesday, March 16th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The Federal Reserve is raising interest rates by a quarter percentage point, with Chair Jerome Powell saying the central bank will do what it takes to tame inflation. That put investors in a buying mood. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 518 points, or more than 1.5%, to close at 34,063. The S&P 500 was up 95 points, or 2.2%, and the NASDAQ finished up nearly 488 points, or 3.8%. The Fed indicated it could raise rates several more times by the end of the year. Bond yields also rose after the Fed's announcement. The yield on the benchmark 10-year Treasury note rose to 2.192%. Yields rise as bond prices fall. It was another down day for oil, as investors considered whether COVID lockdowns in some Chinese cities will weaken demand for energy. Brent crude futures, the international benchmark, edged down 1.9% to just over $98 a barrel. Elsewhere, shares of Starbucks rose 5.2% after CEO Kevin Johnson said he plans to step down. Former chief executive Howard Schultz will return to the top post on an interim basis. Tech stocks were winners today. Chipmaker Nvidia was up 6.6%, while the popular ARK Innovation ETF run by fund manager Cathie Wood jumped more than 10%. And Meta Platforms rose 6%. The company's Instagram social media app started rolling out parental controls for the first time. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.